For those listening to KSBN Money Talk Radio who might be interested in buying physical precious metals for less than what I can pay for them, stay tuned. I have a way you can support this show and secure what I believe is the best price for precious metals on the existing market. In our first commercial break, I will explain this in more detail. And now, let's get on with Reclaiming the Republic. Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This is G.R. Mobley. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. If you go to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org, you can download our podcast and support documents and links. This is an educational, grassroots program designed to restore the Republic and placing the general government, or what many refer to as the federal government, back into the constitutional framework and scope of the Constitution. The number to call in today, if you want to, and actually we're going to have a special guest coming in, Mark Urbach, and I'll introduce him a little bit later. But if you want to call and join the conversation, the number is 844-320-4299. Again, if you really want to understand and garner the meaning of Republic Review and what we need to do in Reclaiming the Republic, you need to stay abreast with these shows and download these podcasts. That's why I make them available at ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. By doing that, you'll actually be able to go through all this pile of empirical data that I have that actually proves the limitations placed onto the general government and the powers that the states truly possess in this contract, or what many people refer to as the Constitution. And so if you go to these podcasts and you download these and listen, you will be able to garner these powers that the states possess and what we need to do. And we'll be getting into all of that throughout the show. It's really hard to build Rome in a day. So that's why I'm laying this brick by brick for everybody so that you can understand specifically that we have this power, why we have this power, and what we need to do in reclaiming the Republic. So moving forward, let's take a quick constitutional look at the recent events this week. I just want to reaffirm, because there's so many things that are happening, but I just want to reaffirm my position on socialized medicine and all socialist programs, that these things will never be repealed, that they are here to stay until we reclaim the Republic. And that said, I think as I've started in many of these programs off, and as I've said in previous shows, that until these 12 unconstitutional departments, starting with the Department of Interior, Justice, Labor, Commerce, Agriculture, all the way up to the Department of Homeland Security, they're all unconstitutional. And until these things are actually earmarked and targeted for shutdown dates, you know, the lights will be turning off in all these buildings on this day, then there's work to be done, and I need your help. Let me also say this, that there may be efforts to shut down the Department of Education currently, but I do not believe it will pass. And if it does, maybe I'm wrong. I've been wrong before. It's on the calendar somewhere. But if it does, they will not uproot the real problem that will allow all other unconstitutional powers to be removed. There's no way Congress will be self-effacing. It is, it goes against the nature of a beast. When a beast starts assuming and collectivizing and centralizing powers, the Leviathan will always continue to build itself, strengthen itself, and fortify itself against these types of dangers. And so when you get an enemy within, like Congressman Chafee and the other congressmen that have signed this bill to get rid of the Department of Education, I don't believe it'll be removed, but unfortunately, they're not saying what they need to say, because what they should have said is that there is no enumerated power in granting the federal government to exercise this power. Therefore, it is an unconstitutional exercising of the federal government, and that's why they're shutting it down. If they said that, then it would open the door for all these other departments to then question them and say, where did you get that power? The states didn't grant you or delegate these powers to you via the Article 5 process, and that's the only way you can do these things. So anyway, that said, all of these things are simply a part of the distraction, and you can easily get caught up in your passion of the day of going after the problem of your choice or the problem du jour, whether that is the recent information regarding, you know, the funding and the shutting down of abortion clinics, but actually they're not being shut down. The federal government or the court system is ruling that they can stay. So chasing all of these different distractions keeps you away from focusing your mark and focusing your impact of pulling the trigger and shooting your ballistic missile bullet, whatever it is you have in your arsenal, at the beast. And that weapon in our arsenal is knowledge, that we know that we just need to get the states to stand up. And I'll get into that in just a second. Again, the problem is noncompliance to the contract. I've been postulating for several weeks the need for Trump to reel in the court. I mean, he's the number one complainer. He complains on Twitter, in the microphone. When doesn't he complain about the courts, judges, and being their bane of his bane of existence? And I'm going, well, why? Some people just love to complain and not do anything about it. You probably know these people. It seems like that's their job, is to find something to complain about. And as a matter of fact, that's a propensity of most people. But I don't believe that Trump is necessarily the biggest professional complainer. However, I know he understands marketing and how to change the dialogue or change the focus of what we're looking at. So as I've been saying for weeks, he needs to reel in the court. I will also be speaking about how Trump and Congress can reel in the states and get them back into a Republican form government. So over the course of the next few months, and as we start growing, I'm expecting to get more sponsorships. And if you're one of those sponsors, those early onboard sponsors like Rippy Holmes and some of these new ones I'm talking to, if you come in early and you do the what I would say the grand sponsoring, and I'm cheap, ask me for my pricing, but if you come in, what I'm going to do is those sponsors, I want to create a little bit of time on my show to, you know, help spotlight them and what they do. So you'll, you know, eventually hear most of these key sponsors that are coming in a, you know, basically a 5-6 minute interview and a 6 minute discussion. We'll talk about their business and how they differentiate. And to me, I think it's really important because it's not about them supporting me. It's about a symbiotic relationship where we both support each other. And as I said before, I think it was last week, where we need to, as conservatives and constitutionalists and those who love the Constitution, we need to have a symbiotic relationship with those who are doing the good for the Constitution and actually identify who is a threat to our liberties and our Constitution, the progressives and the progressive businesses, Google, Amazon, and those types, and try to avoid doing business with those and try to do business with those that are supporting the conservative values and even more so saving our Constitution Republic. Anyway, like I was saying, that we'll hopefully be working with the states and local governments in getting Trump and Congress to reel the states back into a Republican form government. If this happens, we will witness a quick crash course on Republicanism. And those of you that are listening to this show will already be a step ahead because you're going to start understanding what little R Republicanism means. Today, I want to focus on the courts and how they have been integral in establishing what I call the national secular church. I called this out in 2013 in my first book. And so the Constitution grants the power to Congress to define the boundaries of the Supreme Court and the federal court system. And constitutionally, they are required to keep the courts and themselves within the enumerated powers of the Constitution. So what this means is that they are violating the Constitution, exercising all these powers that I keep on railing about, the 12 executive departments and so forth. So before I actually get into the intro, because I see I'm going to be running out of time here and I don't want to start reading the intro of my guest, I'll do that as soon as we come back after the break and give you some information on Mark Urbach. But let me speak to the guests and the sponsors. Like I said, I'm going to have sponsors that are actually going to come on. They'll be a part of a segment where we can talk about how government regulations affect their business and how they could be doing better and saving you money by, you know, eliminating some of this. There it is. There's the music coming up to the break. So we'll be right back. Stay tuned. And we'll have Mark Urbach with us in just a few minutes. And I'll be right back. Thank you. You will find consistent advice among financial advisors, conservative entertainers, preppers, and those who have legitimate concern about our currency and our government. They all recommend holding precious metals in some way and degree for varying reasons. I too recommend precious metals, especially holding it in your possession in a secure storage system for several reasons. One, it can protect you from the inflation of a fiat currency. Two, some coins can be used in bartering in an absolute emergency. And three, this is a good way to pass wealth.